I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston.
The search for the truth can never stop. It cannot be adjourned. It cannot be postponed. It has to be faced right there on the spot.
That was Harold Pinter, one of the most influential British playwrights of the 20th century. Pinter died yesterday. He was 78 years old. Among those paying tribute to Pinter today was France's president, Nicolas Sarkozy. Sarkozy called Harold Pinter a perceptive humanist who was uncompromising and intransigent. Harold Pinter is known for many plays, including The Caretaker and The Homecoming. He wrote the screenplay for The French Lieutenant's Woman. Harold Pinter received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2005. In his Nobel lecture, he talked about life as a writer.
A writer's life is a highly vulnerable, almost naked activity. We don't have to weep about that. The writer makes his choice and is stuck with it. But it is true to say that you are open to all the winds. Some of them I see indeed. You are out on your own, out on a limb. You find no shelter, no protection, unless you lie. In which case, of course, you have constructed your own protection and, it could be argued, become a politician.
And when it came to politics, Harold Pinter wasn't shy. In 1949, he was fined for refusing to complete his military service on the grounds of being a conscientious objector. And in more recent years, he was a vocal critic of the war in Iraq.
We have brought torture, cluster bombs, depleted uranium, innumerable acts of random murder, misery, degradation, and death to the Iraqi people, and call it bringing freedom and democracy to the Middle East.
Theater critic and Pinter biographer Michael Billington said that Harold Pinter's talent was seeing the connection between the personal and the political.
What his plays nearly always boil down to is some kind of battle, territory or dominance or supremacy over other people. And I think that was one of the great things about Harold. The personal and the political are not separate in his world. In other words, he sees domestic life as some kind of battleground, just as he also sees political life as a place where private battles are conducted. That was part of his genius, I think, to connect these two worlds.
Another part of Harold Pinter's genius lay in the dialogue that he wrote for his characters, not just what they said, but what they didn't say. Pinter himself weighed in on the topic.
The silence, I understand, is a silence of fear of being known, fear of not only being known, but of knowing other people. That fear of intimacy.
The famous silences and ellipses in Pinter's dialogue gave rise to a new adjective, Pinteresque. It has its own entry in the Oxford English Dictionary.